Hi, this is Pete Peterson, Executive Director of the Davenport Institute for Public Engagement at Pepperdine School of Public Policy, and it's a great pleasure to be joined this afternoon by Haley Firestone Jessup. She is the Director of Major Gifts for Direct Relief. Haley, it's great to have you here.
Thank you so much for inviting me down here from Santa Barbara. I'm really pleased to be here.
Well, let's begin. We've just had a great discussion with students at the School of Public Policy about the work you do. Maybe as a way of introducing listeners to the organization itself, if you could tell a little bit about the mission of Direct Relief, the work it does, the scale and the scope of the
Absolutely.
Work.
We are a nonprofit humanitarian aid organization based up in Santa Barbara. We deliver about between $350 and $400 million wholesale in medical supplies and resources to about 70 countries, medical partners in 70 countries, and throughout the 50 states to about 1,000 nonprofit health care clinics. We do this by identifying the best medical professionals in an area and working directly with them, delivering the medical resources they need in their location, both in times of emergency and on a regular daily basis, shipping those medicines out of our warehouse in Santa Barbara.
And so just as a few examples. I know that you've been involved in Haiti for many years. It's hard to believe we're coming up on 4 years since that earthquake. But you're, again, involved in 70 countries around the world. What are some of the, if I could say, the bigger hotspots that you're involved in?
Sure, Pete. We are currently working following the typhoon in the Philippines. We delivered, in a one-shot deal, as it were, half of a cargo plane at the end of November, following the November 8th typhoon, with about $10 million in medical resources to support the medical clinics over in the Philippines. And that will be an ongoing effort.
One of the things I thought was very interesting as you were speaking to students earlier was the discussion around leadership in the nonprofit sector. And one of the things that you'd mentioned specifically about Direct Relief is its unique approach, I would argue, in the nonprofit world, in that though you work around the world, you really want to make sure that you customize solutions to the areas in which you're working. There's not an off-the-shelf direct relief model. It really is about working on the ground with medical providers there. And I wonder if you could just talk a little bit about how direct relief does, in fact, look to customize relief solutions.
Sure. We work directly with corporate partners on the one side. So we work with 150 different corporate partners receiving their in-kind donations of medical supplies and or logistics intelligence or technical support. We become the clearinghouse, as it were, the distribution center. And on the other end, we work with these talented in-country professionals. And our job is almost as a talent scout, identifying those people who are doing the best work in their community and supporting them in a way that they would not otherwise receive support, and therefore hopefully strengthening the healthcare system in these communities around the world, whether it be in Guatemala or in Chile or in Ghana or in the Philippines, in any way that we can, so that we can support what they need, not what we're telling them they need.
Just as a reminder for the listeners, the website for Direct Relief is directrelief.org, and there's a terrific interactive map there on that website, which really gives folks an understanding of the tremendous scale and scope that Direct Relief has around the world. Another issue relates, and I think goes to the uniqueness of Direct Relief as an organization, is that you do not accept federal government support. And I think it might surprise listeners, given the scale that you just mentioned earlier about the hundreds of millions of dollars of support that you're giving around the world without any government support. I wonder if you could speak, Haley, to what that means to you as an organization and how unique that is relative to some of the other possibly better known nonprofits that are working in the disaster relief space.
Sure. We are very clear that, one, we receive donations, particularly following an emergency, that those donations be targeted to that particular effort. They don't go into, as it were, a disaster pot to support any disaster that Direct Relief happens to be working with. But to the government side of it, we are very well aware that in the humanitarian world, there are places for both the government work and for the private sector. And our decision has been to remain nimble, independent of government monies and therefore government influence as to how we best can do our work. And it just happens that that is how our model works. There are many humanitarian aid organizations that do take support either from the U.S. government or from other governments, and it just means that they have a different approach to how they deliver their aid. Mm-hmm. And neither is right, neither is wrong. It's just how we do it and how we've determined best for our particular work.
Just a last question. And again, I think it strikes to the uniqueness of Direct Relief as an organization. In the discussion with students earlier today, you talked about the importance of technology for Direct Relief, not only in the developing of relationships with your private sector partners, but also with folks on the ground who you are working with around the world. And I think sometimes if there's been a perception, rightly or wrongly, of those in the nonprofit sector, is that there hasn't been as deep an understanding or usage of technology as maybe there is in the private sector. But I was really impressed by your use of technology as an organization. Maybe you could speak a little bit to that.
Absolutely. I think it speaks to generally Direct Relief's attitude to all available intelligence. And we try our best to use the best business systems from the for-profit world, from the nonprofit world, from the government world that will effectively and efficiently deliver the work that we are doing. And specific to technology, we were the very, very lucky recipients of a very generous donation from an organization or a company called SAP, and it has transformed how we are able to deliver medical supplies around the world. It is a financial and warehousing platform that tracks all of the incoming product. It means that we can report exactly where, how, when medical supplies are delivered to our partners at the other end, our nonprofit partners. And I think that is one of the unique features of Direct Relief, is really working as hard as we can to use technology, whether it's GIS, whether it's mapping skills, whether it's this SAP system, whether it's Google Earth, whatever the technology is, or the business systems that are given to us to best affect change, to best deliver our supplies to those who need them.
We have been joined by Haley Firestone Jessup, the Director of Major Gifts for Direct Relief. Again, it is directrelief.org. Haley, it's been a great pleasure to have you.
Thank you for inviting me. It's been a great pleasure sharing our story with you today.
Please take a look at the website again. It's directrelief.org. They're based just up the street here in Santa Barbara, and that'll do it. Pete Peterson from the Davenport Institute for the School of Public Policy. Thanks for listening.